Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The calls for Governor Cuomo to resign have already started. We begin this afternoon with that bombshell report from the Office of State Attorney General Tish James, rattling off a shopping list of claims against the governor, stemming from a shopping list of women who say they were sexually harassed by him. And all of the disgusting details were released about a powerful state official, arguably one of the most influential in the country, and an alleged pattern of being an octopus. Investigator Jun Kim.
None of them welcomed it, and all of them found it disturbing, humiliating, uncomfortable, and inappropriate. And now we find that it was unlawful sex-based harassment.
The AG's report also suggesting that the governor allegedly went to some extremes to undercut some of the women's stories. Leading our broadcast this afternoon, reporter Juliet Papa with the tale of a defiant governor who insists the claims against him are not true.
State Attorney General Letitia James announced the conclusion of the investigation.
Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, and in doing so violated federal and state law.
11 women came forward, current and former employees, but former prosecutor Jun Kim says there were others.
Some suffered through unwanted touching and grabbing of their most intimate body parts. Others suffered through repeated offensive, sexually suggestive, or gender-based comments.
Employment attorney Ann Clark says the governor acknowledged some behaviors but put them in a different context, or he denied other allegations outright. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Cuomo made statements a little while ago, once again denying that he engaged in any inappropriate conduct. We'll get more on that later. But as we mentioned, there are already calls for the governor to step down, from political candidates to city, county, and state officials. Newsman Al Jones now with that.
Governor Cuomo responded to the report through a recorded message, again insisting he never touched anyone inappropriately.
I've lived my entire adult life in public view. That is just not who I am.
And Cuomo admits he hugs and kisses women and men, and that's who he is. It's meant as a sign of warmth, and he didn't mean for anyone to be offended. He also suspects there is more behind the report than just factual investigation.
Politics and bias are interwoven throughout every aspect of this situation.
Cuomo also appeared to brush aside calls for his resignation, saying that he would not be distracted from his work as governor. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
Meantime, the question everyone is asking at this hour, what happens next? Stay tuned, Winds family. You can read the entire AG's report on our website at 1010winds.com. Turning to that other big news story now, Mayor de Blasio announcing today that pretty soon you need to show proof of at least one vaccine in order to eat at a restaurant, work out in a gym, and go to a play. That makes New York the very first big city in America to go that route in the wake of a spike in the COVID numbers. During the mayor's briefing, Andy Slavitt, who used to be President Biden's senior advisor for COVID response, says the Delta variant is different from the 2020 bug and requires a different attack.
If you're not vaccinated, only 5 minutes of exposure can infect you. And this is something that in a city like New York could cause widespread outbreaks, if not for leadership in action.
The new requirement will be phased in over several weeks in August and September. Andrew Riggi, the head of the New York Hospitality Alliance, says mandating vaccines is going to be tough, but he says it may ultimately pan out to be an essential move to protect public health. A group of sexual assault survivors calling on U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland now to have the Justice Department investigate the NYPD Special Victims Division over allegedly bungled investigations. The group accusing the SVD of being mismanaged and discriminating against victims, including one incident in which they claim a detective asked the victim if she had been raped or if it was just a case of regret. Women's advocacy groups and a few elected officials leveled similar complaints at the SVD a few weeks ago. In response, the NYPD said the department is committed to ensuring that all sexual assault survivors feel the safety and support that they need.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.